Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A happy and blessed Easter to all of you. Today is Christian V-Day, the victory of Jesus Christ, Son of God, Christ the King of the universe. Satan, sin, and the ultimate sign of sin, death, are defeated. When we are mindful enough, our earthly days are filled with joy by Christ's resurrection. As St. Hippolytus wrote, God brings the incredible from the impossible. From death comes immortality. From the tomb comes eternal life. From wounds comes healing. From the fall of Adam and Eve comes resurrection. We're Judeo-Christians, tied to the Jewish people and their scriptures and history, like Easter is tied to Passover. With Christ's resurrection, the Jewish scriptures are fulfilled. Salvation history becomes clearer, like creation, the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, their exile to Babylon, and so on. I just mentioned a few of those points. With the story of creation, we celebrate our new creation in Christ, our restoration from sin. As the Jewish people celebrate Passover, the memorial of their liberation from slavery in Egypt, we celebrate Christ liberating us from the slavery of sin, and that ultimate sign of sin, as I said before, death. As we recall the exile of the Jewish people to Babylon for their sins, and then their eventual return to Israel, we celebrate baptism, the resurrection sacrament, our dying and rising to new life. Baptism is the end of us Gentiles' exile from God that makes us a new creation. Baptism marks us for Christ, makes us part of God's family, a new Israel. Unfaithful as we sometimes are, like those Israelites, we stay cherished by God because we're made in His image. The one and only species of creation selected by God to bear God's image. Jesus carries us to safety. Buddha didn't rise from the dead. Muhammad didn't rise from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. For the first Christians, the resurrection wasn't just about that eternal life that Christ won for us. It was also about world history. Resurrection was part of the age to come. The kingdom of God has arrived. Christ's resurrection is the beginning of the unfolding of the kingdom of God on earth. The resurrection shows that God is still in charge of the universe, despite all indications to the contrary in the news. Violence, injustice, and sin will be overcome. The resurrection of Christ changes everything. Being mindful of Christ's resurrection helps us with all of that negative stuff we have to deal with every day. Our frustrations, disappointments, and the temptations of those root sins, like anger, lust, greed, and so on. We can address all of that in the light of Christ's resurrection. Being mindful of Christ's resurrection lets God rule in our daily lives. Being mindful of Christ's resurrection lets us handle things in a way that shows we are part of a new creation. Then the peace of Christ will control our hearts and our decisions and actions will recognize God's